what are your feelings about the ephemeral dog?
I think it's pretty disgusting.
Can you describe briefly what happens to the ephemeral dog in its tragic life?
Well, I'm told that it's not got a very long existence.
A few months.
And it appears to grow smaller as it grows older.
And ends up just drying up and blowing away.
Yeah.
I'd imagine you'd feel as the owner of an ephemeral dog when it got down to the less than 2-inch stage.
Oh, it's sickening. You're facing the results of what you have encouraged other people to do. I feel pretty bad about the thought of it.
As the dog got smaller, it would fall out of its lead, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It would blow away on a strong breeze.
The whole thing becomes absurd in capital letters.
What typeface do you think?
Grotesque.
Italic Gothic?
Yes.
What point size?
120.
A really grubby tabloid?
A very yellow.
And revolting.
That's talking pretty revolting. It'd be even worse than the yellowest press.
What about the effect of an ephemeral dog on a child?
Well, I think it would be deadly. It would give a nightmare for the rest of his life, I should think.
Might send him to an early grave.
Send him to an asylum.
And this is quite serious, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I'm quite serious about it.
Okay, here comes the second half of that feedback report with the rather disturbing theme of the ephemeral dog. You may remember this gentleman I encountered earlier in the programme was describing how the ephemeral dog was a dog which started life at a size of about 6 inches and got smaller and smaller and smaller until it finally just dried up and blew away.
What are your feelings about the ephemeral dog?
I think it's pretty disgusting.
If you saw an ephemeral dog which had reached the final furlong of its wretched life, how would you comfort it?
As it faded.
I think I would kill it.
What song would you use to soothe it? Waft, waft.
I don't know that the dogs appreciate music, especially one of that size. Its hearing capacity would probably be supersonic.
So you'd have to sing in a high voice?
Would have to sing in an inaudible voice.
What might you comfort it with? A piece of cotton wool?
Yes, I suppose so. But I think I would kill it.
As a rule of thumb, what would you say with the minimum size limit for a dog?
Well, a lap dog for elderly ladies.
To lap.
Around about a foot long or something like that is adequate, I should have thought.
Certainly not small enough to be flicked a long way by an elastic band.
Oh, Lord, no.
When dealing with one of these ephemeral dogs, what would you measure it up against to decide whether it had reached the stage when you would dispatch it?
Frankly, the ordinary domestic dinner plate, I would have thought. Or if it got down to a dessert plate, you'd certainly start worrying, I would have thought.
So the ephemeral dog, when it becomes dessert plate size, it's time to bring the boot down?
Yeah.
And as a memorial for the species, a few words?
Jesus wept.